Hi there, and welcome to episode 6 of the StudyClix Explains King Lear series. In this episode, StudyClix expert teacher Peter Tobin will bring you through everything you need to know about the characters of Kent and Gloucestershire. Peter Tobin is an English teacher who has a YouTube channel called Mr. Tobin Leaving Cert English, where you can find loads of free videos covering different parts of the Leaving Cert English course. We have linked his channel in the description, and we can't recommend enough that you go check it out and subscribe to get updates on the new content he's making. The next voice you're going to hear is Peter's, and we hope that you will enjoy this episode.
If we're looking for people to admire, we could do worse than looking at the next character, Kent. Kent is Lear's closest and most trusted advisor. He attempts to intervene when he sees that Lear is making poor decisions, particularly banishing Cordelia for being honest and telling the truth. And when he becomes banished in turn, he disguises himself to stay close to the king so that he can protect him, regardless of Lear's behaviour, regardless of whether he deserves it or not. So Kent is willing to sacrifice himself for his king and goes through a number of challenges. It is for these reasons why A.C. Bradley, the critic that we met before, says that Kent stands as a pillar of loyalty and truth in the chaotic world of Lear. His actions, guided by a steadfast commitment to his king and a deep sense of duty. Kent's compassion is evident in his care for Lear during the king's descent into madness. He remains by Lear's side, offering support and protection. His compassionate nature is seen when he helps Lear through the storm and provides him with shelter and care. Kent's compassion extends to others as well, as he shows concern for the well-being of the Fool and Edgar. His willingness to endure hardship for the sake of others highlights the play's exploration of compassion and human condition. Kent's role as a moral anchor may be looked at in a slightly different way, especially his willingness to endure hardship. If we consider the ending of the play, the pessimistic and bleak outlook on the world and life that it offers us, we could be tempted to look at Kent's actions as a counterpoint, a glimmer of hope in the darkness. One critic in particular suggests otherwise. Ian Cott views Kent's character through an existential and somewhat pessimistic lens, emphasising the futility and suffering inherent in his loyalty. Cott suggests that Kent's devotion to Lear, despite the king's flaws and madness, underscores the absurdity and tragedy of human existence. He writes, "Kent's loyalty in the face of Lear's folly and the ensuing chaos reveals the bleakness and suffering of the human condition. Kent is loyal to Lear despite Lear's best efforts to drive him away. That loyalty in itself can be admired, but in light of the events of the play as a whole, it is entirely futile and brings only suffering. One might say this is noble suffering." And we could come back to what we said about Shakespeare trying to write plays that were somehow sympathetic or supportive of the established order. King Lear may not be depicted in the most generous of lights, but we are encouraged to see Kent's behaviour in supporting the king, no matter what, as noble and correct, especially in contrast to some of the other characters like Goneril, Regan and Edmund. The next character we're going to look at is Gloucester. The Earl of Gloucester, like Kent, is one of Lear's most trusted aides. He also functions as the centre of a parallel plot to the main one that echoes or explores similar themes. King Lear is betrayed by his two eldest daughters, Goneril and Regan. He is truly loved by the other, Cordelia. Gloucester has two sons, one legitimate, Edgar, and one illegitimate, Edmund. We see how, similar to Lear, Gloucester experiences betrayal from one of his children, but he fails to recognise which one is being honest and which one is betraying him. He is metaphorically blind, just as Lear is, and then, as if the point wasn't clear enough, he is also literally blinded. It's when he is blind, just like Lear, that he truly sees, so to speak. He recognises the foolishness of his ways and he seeks to make amends. So we can say that Gloucester mirrors Lear's journey from blindness to insight. In the case of Gloucester, there are many more mitigating factors. His behaviour isn't fully on a par with Lear's. He is actively deceived by Edmund, and we can understand perhaps why he does what he does. Gloucester's suffering is profound, marked by his physical blinding and the betrayal of his trusted son. This intense suffering, however, becomes a catalyst for his moral and emotional redemption. Guided by his loyal son, Edgar, disguised as poor Tom, Gloucester gains a deeper understanding of loyalty, love, and the human condition. His recognition of Edgar's loyalty and his own failings is a moment of tragic redemption. Gloucester's relationships with his sons, Edgar and Edmund, are central to his character. His misguided trust in Edmund and harsh treatment of Edgar create a complex dynamic of love, betrayal and guilt. Gloucester's eventual realisation of Edgar's loyalty and Edmund's treachery brings a poignant sense of guilt and regret. His expression of this guilt and his attempt to reconcile with Edgar highlight his deep parental love and also his desire for forgiveness. Despite his flaws, Gloucester's nobility and courage are evident throughout the play. His decision to help Lear despite the dangers posed by Regan and Goneril's forces demonstrates his bravery and sense of duty. Even after his blinding, Gloucester's resolve to continue and seek redemption showcases his inner strength and resilience.
That concludes our sixth episode, and we hope that this analysis of Kent and Gloucestershire has given you a deeper understanding of the characters and equipped you with lots of great ideas and phrases that you can use in your essays. Once again, if you enjoyed this, we would really encourage that you check out Peter's YouTube channel, Mr. Tobin Leaving Cert English, which is linked in the description. Trust us when we say that this is an incredible free resource for 5th and 6th year students. And we hope that you stay tuned for more content like this.